Good afternoon, Souls Blessed. Good to see all of you. I was actually thinking of this. It's just been so great to meet all of you this time around. I came here for the first time, and the only time before this 2 years ago, and so I was here for maybe a day or so, and we went to Flagstaff, and I got a chance to just say hi to a lot of people in passing, but it's been great just to meet with so many of you for 30 minutes and just talk about all sorts of stuff and just get to know everybody on a more intimate level. And so it's been really, really great. And I look forward to meeting with the rest of you over the next day and even tomorrow. And I know all of you are just waiting for those green smoothies. Don't worry, have faith, it will come. It may tarry, but it will come. And so we'll have that for all of you tomorrow, most likely. And so anyways, I'm just really thankful. I want to thank Mike especially as well for inviting me to come out here. And you know, I mentioned this a little bit in the marriage and family class, but a few years ago, I don't even think I would be invited to interview to be a student here, let alone to actually come here and have the honor and privilege to share with everyone. So I just really thank you, Mike, and everyone else and all the leaders just for being so hospitable, and all of you for being so hospitable. And it's been inspiring to see all of you here, in fact. I had this thought last night late and this morning that, you know, this is kind of like the Lord's army here. That's really just being trained, and it's going out in and out. And as you guys leave here, you'll be going out. And it almost reminds me of West Point. I don't know if you guys have heard of West Point before. Anyone heard of West Point? What is West Point? Yeah, it's like the premier military training academy for the U.S. And so people go there, and then they become generals and all these different things. And so, you know, in my mind, I'm like, wow, this is like Seoul's West Point, almost. This is kind of what I think of now when I think of this place, Seoul's West Point. And so I just want to encourage all of you to just keep it up, keep your surrender up to the Lord, and allow Him just to do great and mighty things for all of you. And so, you know, with that, today what I want to do is just spend a few minutes sharing really just a testimony about what God's done through the fruit tree, the medical missionary aspect of it, and a lot of other things that are related to that. And so I know I've had a lot of chance to talk to a lot of different people about various things involving business or various things involving campus ministry or whatever it might be. And so today I really want to share this aspect about the fruit tree, a medical missionary ministry testimony. And so before we get into it, let us just say another word of prayer if you can with me. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, thank you so much for all the things that you've done in our life, Father. I just really thank you for this group here, and just thank you for the amount of souls that have been impacted positively, Father, from just the leaders here and everyone that's here. I know I'm a product of this as well, Father. And so I just really praise you for that, and I just pray that you send your spirit to us now, Father, especially to myself, that the words that I might speak might be directly from your throne room, and that this testimony that I'm going to share and the vision that we have would be something that would be in line with your will, Father, and that we would all be inspired just from what you're doing to do whatever it is that you call us to do, Father. And I just pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so I want to tell you a little about the fruit tree. I know some of you know various different pieces here and there. I know Joel, Cheryl, and Mercy know it really well. Where are you guys at? I know. Okay, they're all spread out. Okay, great. Yeah, so they actually had a chance to work with the fruit tree for about 10 weeks or so when they were up at Alameda. And so they did a great job. We had a great time, drank a lot of smoothies together, all that stuff. And so it was really fun. But how did it start, right? So there's this guy named DeLon Lawrence, and so, you know, maybe some of you know him or know of him. Most people know at least a story or two of him, and if you've heard anything about him, it's probably true. That's usually how it is with DeLon Lawrence. Just assume it's true, okay, no matter what you've heard. But the reality is he's a great guy. He's actually one of my best friends. And here's what happened. So he was at Souls West. Some of you will remember those experiences if you're here when he was here. And after that, he worked at Thrive for a little bit. And after that, he wasn't sure where he was going to go. He was going to get a job actually in New York State working at a place just doing warehouse work. And he wanted to go there just so he could have a job, make money, get married, settle down, do all these things. And so God just made it very clear that he didn't want him to go there. There was actually a situation that happened at his workplace that literally shut the workplace down. And so they were not only not hiring, they actually didn't even operate for a while. And so God just made it abundantly clear through a natural situation, you know, like a situation involving natural forces and earth and things like that, that this is not going to be it for you. Now, my wife and I have been recruiting DeLon for years, trying to get him to come back to Berkeley. We were up there, and he was doing some campus ministry there, and we just always wanted him over there just because of who he was and the impact he can make in these types of students' lives. So we were recruiting him, and he said he'll never come back, ever, ever. You know how he might say things like that. And so in any case, God immediately brought him back, you know, just very forcefully and very clearly. And so I used to tell him, hey, you know, don't be careful saying never. You never know. God, like, will just bring you here just because of that. And so that's literally what actually happened. And so he came up there, He was doing some music. He does music. And so he was doing music there, and he was doing some campus ministry. Did that for a little bit. And then we started talking about different things that we could potentially do for him to be a self-supporting person doing ministry. And so we were looking at different ideas. How can we start a business kind of thing where you could do it and it could support you while you do ministry? Like, that's kind of what we were praying about and looking for, because he felt very called to have some kind of business he was a part of that he could do self-supporting work. So we looked at all sorts of things. One of the things that we looked at was maybe we can actually start an app, which would be taking the Blue Bible Story books and turning them into like a digital app for kids, and people could download that app and pay for it and that kind of thing. And so we looked at that a little bit. That didn't go too far. Then we looked at actually doing a whole music thing, like a record label, where we'd actually sign Adventist artists and have them go around, put them up at concerts, really produce the music, try to get them also on the radio, try to get them in evangelical churches so they could do witnessing in that sense. And we prayed about that and see where that went. Well, here's what happened. It got to the point where he was just looking at all these things and just thinking, you know, maybe I just need to get a job and go from there. So we started looking at different places he could work, working on his resume. And that very night, actually, this idea came out. He said, you know what? What if we started selling green smoothies door to door? What if we started selling green smoothies door to door? And so, you know, I was thinking, okay, well, tell me about that. Well, we can actually start selling door to door to the church, and then we can actually invite the people to church. And so I said, well, I don't know, maybe. And so I went to the room and I really started to think about it. I was like, you know what? That actually could work. That could work. So I went back and I said, hey, DeLon, you should actually do this. You should do this. And he said, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do that. You know, I don't want to do that. And so I was like, you just told me about the idea. And he said he didn't want to do it. So then I went in the other room and I was thinking about it more. I'm like, you know what? This is actually maybe something that could work. This maybe could work. So I started thinking about different ways. So I went back and was like, hey, look, what if we both did it? What if we both did it together? So, like, we'll do this together as a thing we can do. And then if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I think this actually could work. It could work. So that's what happened. We actually started doing this whole thing. We literally, within a few days, got some stickers. We got some mason jars. We got my wife's Vitamixes. She kind of showed us how to make some smoothies, and we made some, put them in a cooler, and then he started going door to door. I went door to door with him the first day, and after that, he started going. And so, you know, you guys sell books door to door. Imagine selling organic green smoothies, right? It's maybe sensible, maybe not. But what happened is he started to sell these smoothies, and people started to buy them. And then people started to sign up for subscriptions where they pay us, you know, $100 a week. We actually had, you know, people sign up for multiple smoothies to be delivered to their house every week. And so we saw that this is actually something that could potentially work. And so over time, this thing really started to grow. Now, here is generally what it is. You all get a chance to see this tomorrow, God willing. It's basically just an organic green smoothie, non-GMO, no sugar added, local, fresh, seasonal. We sell for $14, and then we basically give $2 back when people return the glass jars, and there's a delivery fee to deliver to the home. And so that's pretty much it. That's kind of what we do. And that's how we started. Well, things have actually started to grow and go from there, because eventually we actually started to get into some farmers markets. And so there's one in Alameda that we started at. We go to the Alameda Seventh Adventist Church, and we actually had a farmers market that we got into right down the street. So we started selling these things at farmers markets, and people started buying them and coming back and coming back and coming back. As time went on, the thing really just started to grow. And so it got to the point where God has just made it so clear that he is behind this thing and he's blessing this thing, from what I have personally seen. And so again, we started this thing in August 2017. It's now doing over $20,000 a month in revenue, and we're making 1,600 smoothies a month, basically, at this point. Now, we've been in about 8 farmers markets, but we're on track to be in 20 farmers markets starting in May. And so just looking at the way that we've been selling per market and how things sell more when it's sunny and hotter, we're projecting that we might be able to do $80,000 in revenue in July, which is about $1 million annual revenue run rate is what they call it. And so this has been really amazing, because I've started other businesses in the past. The last business that I started, it took us a while to get to that point, but God has really just been leading and guiding in this big time. And so we see that on the business side for sure. But what's also exciting is God is not only helping this business grow, he's actually making it actual staple in the markets that we're in. A lot of you are familiar with this verse, right? Deuteronomy 28:13. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will be above only and not beneath, if you hearken unto the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. And so a lot of you are familiar with this passage, right? But what we've seen is God actually doing that with this setup. And so we're able to offer these amazing green smoothies that are healthier and tasting better than what else is out there, And it's doing it in a way that is bizarre to some people. And this is where the real ministry has started to happen through this thing. Because, you know, we don't sell on Saturdays, of course. We sell, for a long period of time, we sold one type of smoothie. So imagine, have you guys ever been in a farmer's market before? Okay, so some of you have been in a farmer's market. You know, and people have a lot of different things that they're selling. And so imagine going to one place and there's just one smoothie. And so we had a lot of vendors come up to us. And they're like, oh, this is cute, you know, new vendor. Checking us out, what's going on? And so, yeah, you know, how expensive is that? You know, how much are you selling that for? 14. Oh, 14, okay. Okay. What other flavors do you have, you know? Oh, just this one. Okay. Okay. So you guys, I'm guessing, do juice and salads? No, just this. Okay. So you just have just this. Yeah, just this. Okay. 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 That's literally how it was for a few weeks. People thought we were crazy. I thought we were crazy too. I think Delon thought we were crazy too, but we just didn't tell each other. It's one of those things. And so basically that's what was going on. But God just really started to bless this thing. And here's what we started to see. We started to see testimonies that started to happen. Okay, let me just tell you a few of them. All right, so this is one that actually happened a few weeks ago. There was a vegan guy that actually came by one of our booths. Okay, so he actually came by, bought the smoothie, tasted it, he loved it. All right. And so he's like, hey, have you guys ever heard of the Veg Hub? And how many of you guys ever heard of the Veg Hub? Okay, yeah, Veg Hub is awesome. I really strongly recommend it. I'm on the Veg Hub right now. But anyways, this guy that is there, he said, hey, have you guys heard of the Veg Hub? You know, that's a really awesome vegan restaurant too that just opened up. And we're like, yeah, we know the Veg Hub. We know Chef True really well. We're really good friends. You know, believe it or not, we're actually Seventh-day Adventist, and he's also Seventh-day Adventist as well. And so we're actually part of the same thing. And the guy's like really shocked that we're both Seventh-day Adventist and this whole thing. And so he's like, well, are all Seventh-day Adventists vegan? And so DeLon's there and Jenny's there and they're telling him, well, no, not every Seventh-day Adventist is vegan, but, you know, we believe in taking care of our bodies. So as a result, a lot of us choose to be vegan on our own volition. And so this person is just shocked. And then they told him that we have a church nearby. And he's like, wow, you guys have a church nearby? So he's planning to come to church pretty soon.
Wow.
And so that's something that actually happened from one of the customers. This is another one. There's another guy that came by. Now, he's a vendor, too. So this is one of those guys that asks us, how much is it? What else do you have? He's one of those guys. And so he sees this thing growing. And so now in the Alameda Farmers Market, we go from the stepchild, the ugly stepchild that is pathetic and is a loser, to actually being the number one seller in this market now. And so God is blessed in that. So this guy comes over and he's like, all right, I see you guys every week. You pull up in this Honda Civic with a big tent in it, just cooler sticking out. It's ridiculous. But, you know, tell me more about what you do. So this guy actually likes to rap, and DeLon does music production stuff. So he's like, hey, why don't you come by my studio? His studio is in our student center. And so it's basically in the room where Chris Sepulveda lives right now. It's Chris's bedroom is DeLon's music production studio, okay? So you guys know how it is. It's all true. It's just what it is. So anyway, so he's like, hey, come by my music studio, you know? And he tells Chris, like, hey, make sure you're not there when he comes by the studio. Put your dirty clothes in the closet. So this guy comes over, and he's doing that. And then the guy starts asking him about just different things. They start talking about a conversation. And so through that, the guy actually shares that no one's ever really taught him about the Bible, but he's always been kind of interested in learning about it. And so DeLon says, well, hey, you want to learn about it? You want to study the Bible? So DeLon started to do Bible studies with him. He's done a few. They went through Daniel 2, and the guy was blown away. And so that's another testimony that just happened. Now, a recent one as well. These have all been within the last few months. This was just 10 days ago. All right, so 10 days ago, there's another vendor. So this guy sells Indian food, you know, and I know you're like, oh, this is Sean's testimony, Indian, right? No, it's actually still DeLon and Jenny's on it. But the reality is, you know, we're all friends with these vendors. And so he comes over, and they're just talking, and they're just conversating and things like that. And so, you know, DeLon actually had an impression. DeLon actually tells a story like this. I had a really strong impression from the Holy Spirit just to ask this guy, what is your religion? So DeLon goes up to him and he just says, hey, what is your religion? And so, you know, just like that. And so he basically says, well, I'm a Hindu. I'm from India. And so DeLon says, okay. And that was about it. And so then the guy comes back later and he says, hey, you know, you guys are a Christian, right? And he's like, yeah. And then he says, actually, you know, can I come by your church? And so, who says that, right? And so, DeLon and Jenny are like, yeah, you can go by our church. You know, it's on Saturday. And the guy says, oh, wow, Saturday is like our big market selling day. Saturday is the biggest day for farmers markets, by the way. And so, he says, oh, but I'm going to cancel one of my markets and just go.
Wow.
Who does that? I mean, it's hard enough for Adventists to do that, right? Here's like a Hindu guy doing this. So, this is 10 days ago. So, a couple days ago, he shows up to our church. And he sits through the whole thing. And DeLon and Jenny are talking to him and everyone afterwards. And he says, This is really interesting stuff. Like, I'd like to actually do Bible studies and learn more about the Bible. So literally today, keep this in prayer because the farmer's market in Alameda ends at 1 p.m. and DeLon's supposed to do the Bible study right after 1 p.m. with this guy. So this is really exciting stuff that's happening in real time as we're speaking. Now, this is all stuff happening at the farmer's market. There's other things that we're doing too to actually bridge people from the farmer's market into the church. You know some of these people? Oh, Cheryl in there? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's not it. She's doing something. Okay. So I'm sorry about that. But yeah, that's what happens over there. So there's other things that we started looking to do too. To actually bridge people into the church. So, you know, not only are we doing the personal testimony outreach thing, we're also consciously thinking about how else can we get these people into the church? And so one of the things that we came up with was a smoothie night. So we have vegetarian cooking classes. There's a lot of light on that, right? And that's a great thing. So we did a smoothie night, which is basically a smoothie cooking class. It's a smoothie class. And so we bring people there, we blend, we show them how to do smoothies. So we said, let's do this at the Alameda Church. Let's do this before the Revelation Seminar that Joel Mercy and Cheryl and Steve Gutierrez were doing with the church. And let's use it as a bridge event. And so we do this thing. We set it up Saturday at 4 o'clock. We email our customers in Alameda. We get some flyers, put them at the farmer's market. Jenny Belts, who's the Bible worker, was there at the farmer's market inviting people, things like this. And we just were not sure what was going to happen. Well, here's what happens. We go to this thing, and the thing starts at 4, and I'm thinking, I really just hope, I'm praying, God, just send one person, please. You know, because it's one of those things where you have these events, and you're just hoping it's not a bunch of our church come, and then money's spent, and then they see one person coming, and they're just like, I don't want to do this again. So I'm just hoping. As soon as I'm praying, there's like literally somebody walking up a little bit early, and I just stop praying to welcome this person. And it's someone from the farmer's market. And then someone else walks in. In total, there's about 12 people that came from the market. Now, keep in mind, probably about 10 of them weren't even Christian. Okay, nobody's Adventist, for sure. So they come in, we do this thing, we break them into teams, we're doing this whole thing, everyone's having a great time. At the end, there was a little prayer session that broke out. One of the guys actually shared that he went on a Daniel 1 diet maybe 6-7 months ago, lost a bunch of weight, and so he's really excited about what's happening here. And so a lot of those contacts are being followed up with. And so bridging people into the church as well. Well, it's not just that in the church either. There's actually things that are happening in the kitchen where we actually make the smoothies. And so we have a kitchen. It's actually pretty similar to what you guys have over here, believe it or not. And so there's a nonprofit organization called the Alameda Point Collaborative. This is a couple miles away from, you know, where literally the church is at. And so we were able to get in there by God's grace to actually make our smoothies in there. So we usually blend there in the evenings. All right, so this is really interesting. So in this kitchen, one day we're blending in there, and there's other people that work in the kitchen as well. And so they'll do their different things sometimes. And most of the time we try to avoid because we don't want to just get too many cooks in the kitchen, literally, where there's just, you know, people stepping over people. But one day we were in there, and there's a lady named Lorinda that's in there. Okay, so she lives next to the kitchen. She had a really tough background, and, you know, they have a program there to help low-income, disadvantaged people learn how to make food and get jobs and things. So she was there. And so she's blasting this rap music, right? She's blasting this rap music, and we're in there. And I can see DeLon, and he's there. And, you know, I can see him just not having it. And I'm just like, he's about to do something. He's about to do something. And I'm like, God, do something before DeLon does something. And so, basically, DeLon does something, right? So God, DeLon beat him to it, I guess, or God worked with DeLon. So God just said, DeLon just said to this lady, hey, can you turn that rap music off? That's like not good rap music. I just can't do it. And so I'm like, oh man. And so I'm not sure what's gonna happen, right? Well, she turns it off, a few minutes, everyone's quiet, and then she speaks. And she says, you know what? I think you were sent by God to say that thing to me. Because I grew up listening to gospel music, and I just started listening to this stuff, and my life got bad. And now my life's terrible, and this is trash. I should not be listening to this stuff. Thank you so much for saying it just the way that you said it. So she turns on some gospel music, and she's just testifying about this. So now we're all just evangelizing with her, and we're just like, come to our church, you know? Yeah, what DeLon said, we all were going to say that before. And so anyways, long story short, she comes to our church that week, right? And then a few weeks later, she brings her son to that church. A couple weeks later after that, she brings her other son to the church. All right? So this is stuff that's happening in the kitchen. Okay? Now, it's not even just with people that are kind of being exposed to this externally. There's actually people that are even working with us that are actually having this happen with them too. So here's a little quote before I get into that. So this is actually a quote from you can figure out where it's from. And so, health food ministry, okay? So, here it is. Here it is. I'm impressed by the Lord to say to you, my youthful brother, that someone must do the work that you are doing. In the position in which you are placed, you have been obtaining the best experience a young man can have. The Lord desires to have a connection with this institution, men and women who love and fear him. Here is the kicker. Watch this. Those who are engaged in the work of preparing health foods are just as much in the service of God as if they were in the dentistry business or in the medical missionary work. Amen. Oh, amen. Wow. As you help to prepare health foods, you are doing God's service. That was amazing. And so even when we're making these, because, you know, in my mind, I'm like, okay, yeah, if we're selling these things to people in farmers markets and we're telling them about the Sabbath and we're telling them about health and Jesus, of course, that's medical missionary work. But if you're just making these things in the kitchen by yourself, what is that? Well, this is what it is. It's the same thing as if you're in the dentistry business or the medical missionary work, straight up front lines. And so that's what's happening. The kitchen is being used as an evangelism warehouse. I mean, here's another person. So this is actually my wife's youngest sister. Her name's Chorkin. She goes to UC. She went to UC Berkeley. Agnostic Buddhist, okay? Agnostic Buddhist. And so here's what happened. She has had no interest at all in anything spiritual for the last 10 years that I've known my wife. We've been reaching her, praying for her, all these things. Just no interest. So she goes on all these travels worldwide to do social service and things like that. Long story short, she actually had to come back to Berkeley and take a class so that she can get ready to do a master's in public health. She thought she needed to come back, take one class so she could qualify. Well, she comes back in January, finds out once she gets back, she doesn't need me that class. So now she's just like, what do I do? You know, I'm just here. And so my wife and I are saying, hey, why don't you move in our living room? We always have people in our living room living. Why don't you move in our living room? And basically, it'll be cheaper rent. And, you know, you can also work for the fruit tree because you have nothing to do. And you can help us make smoothies and this and that. And so she says, okay, fine, I'll do that. Well, she starts helping us make smoothies. And she starts doing this thing. Now, DeLon is driving her to work and back every day. Jenny Belts is there working in the smoothies thing. They all become really good friends. DeLon starts evangelizing to her. Jenny starts evangelizing to her. Bible studies, guys. She's been in probably like 12 Bible studies now. She's been coming to church. She's been coming to care group. Recently, she had a two-week job where she went to UCSF, and she stayed there working with some Japanese medical students. Okay, just accept that's what's happening. And so she went over there, and essentially, she said, before she went to Jenny, she said, I want to try to read through the Desire of Ages while I'm here over the next 2 weeks, even though I can't do studies because I'm too busy. I'm going to be trying to do that. And so she's coming back on Thursday. Keep her in prayer. My wife and I have been trying to reach her for years. And of course, there's, you know, somebody that plants and someone that waters and someone that harvests. Of course, that's true. But just to see how the kitchen and how all these things working together have been just one after the next, I could share you another 10 testimonies. There's just not enough time. But this is how I know that God is really leading and guiding in this affair. And so we're just super excited about that. Now, really quickly wrapping up, I'm going to skip through some of this stuff just for the sake of time. And I want to talk a little bit about what we're planning to do in the future as I end. We talked a little bit about some of the ministry things. So, you know, we have these smoothie nights that we were doing in Alameda. We actually just got into a farmer's market in St. Helena near PUC.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Woo. And so basically, really long story short, we get an email from the St. Helena church saying, hey, we heard about your smoothie night. Would you guys be interested in doing something with us? And so now we're trying to build a customer base there, send them to the St. Helena church up there this summer. We want to do that with a lot of other local churches as well. We're actually establishing pickup locations at our churches. So we have a refrigerator now in the Alameda Church. People do an order, and then they can now pick it up at the church. And so now it's like, hey, you know, we can deliver to your house for $5, or you can pick it up over here for free. And so now people can come into the church that normally would not be that interested, and we can greet them, we can make friends with them. Ideally, that leads to something. That's in its very early stages. Health coaching as well, we're looking at that in terms of having a health coach at our farmers market booth, so we can connect people with them, and then they can go from there with that. Tracks. And so I'm sure everyone here has heard of Glow Tracks, of course. And so what we're actually doing right now is we're actually kind of writing similar Glow Tracks, but we're calling them the Fruit Tree Philosophy Tracks. And so that way when people come, you know, just like there's a flyer for the fruit tree, there's also like a little track. It doesn't look like a track, it just says a fruit tree philosophy. And then, you know, when conversations come up, we can just say, yeah, we're passionate about what we do. We love what we do. People all the time say, wow, you guys love what you do so much. Why do you do it? And so we'll just tell them verbally. Now we can give them a track, say, hey, here's our philosophy. Read it. And you open it up. It tells a little story. It talks about the body is the temple of God. And it talks about the health message. And then we can have another one, the fruit tree on rest. And we say, yeah, you know, rest is also part of the health message. You're not going to find us in your Saturday's Farmer's Market because we're going to be in church at the Alameda Seven Amos Church. Come join us. And so those are the kind of tracks that we're looking to actually write and produce right now. They're kind of mostly written now. We just need to produce them. Smoothies for the poor. We've actually been giving out some smoothies to the poor, especially near the kitchen area where Lorinda's from. And so that's been really good to be able to build relationships too. So there's a lot of things that we're excited about doing. Just as we end, you know, we're excited about this thing growing year over year, just the smoothie business up in the Bay Area. But we're also praying about and looking actively into getting a farm up there. And I talked a lot about this to some of you individually. So that way we can make all these things on the farm, people can live on campus if they so choose to, and then we can grow vegetables, we can use them in the smoothies. We can also, in addition to that, actually have other things that are happening on the land. For instance, we're looking at one day eventually having a retreat. Right? And so this would be like a vegan bed and breakfast or a spa, as the world might think about it. Now, we might know it more as a sanitarium concept where essentially there is medical massages going on and there's actually hydrotherapy going on and there's all these vegan health cooking classes and things like that going on. But we'd package it to the world and give it to them. To the Jew, become a Jew, that you might win the Jew, right? And so that's one of the things that we're really focusing on doing. And these are really exciting things that are catering toward this type of wealthy individual that has not a lot of interest in spiritual things. And so we're able to generate revenue from there, interact with them on their playing field, and witness to them in a real way that's practical. And I was talking to a lot of you about this too. Ideally, as these things grow and develop, we would love to actually eventually have a kind of investment fund accelerator program with this. So some of you have so many great ideas. I know I was talking to Maria about the gym idea, and Nathan is doing copywriting. And there's just so many of these different ideas that I've heard that are great ideas. And so we'd eventually one day love to be able to have something where if you have these kind of ideas and you're working on these, we could actually invest a little bit of money into this, have you come on campus, we train you, teach you, mentor you, help package you so that you can go out and raise more money and actually go out and do well in the businesses that you have to do. And so that's kind of the long-term vision of what we're trying to do in the Bay. And in addition to that, we're also looking at other cities that we'd like to do all these things too. And so in any case, we have a team right now, right? So there's myself, some of you might know some of these people. So there's Devon, there's Chris Sepulveda, I know a lot of you know him. The lady next to that is my wife, Chanchi. And then we talked about twerking. Jenny Bells is the one on the bottom left. Adelaida, some of you know her, right? And then who else, right? Maybe you. I don't know. And so just be praying about it. And obviously, we're having conversations with you. Here's our contact info. So, you know, I'll give it, I'll email this to all of you later. But if you, you know, want to, there's the Fruit Trees info. If you guys use Instagram, please follow us on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, please like us and give us a review if you so feel called. But I encourage you to. But again, definitely just keep us in prayer. You know, that's really what we'd want from all of you here. Very much so, keep us in prayer. Definitely stay in touch with us. You know, and if you feel called to talk to us more about anything, please do. And, you know, we're just really so thankful to be able to be connected with Souls West. You know, a lot of what we're doing is a product of what is done here at Souls West. You know, really, that's kind of what's happening. And so we're just seeing God move in mighty ways. So let's close with prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you so much for everything that you've done through this ministry concept that's been started, Father. This is just a testimony. The people that have been reached, the customers, the vendors that have been reached, the people that are working in the kitchen, Father, even people working on our team. And so we just praise you for these things, and we just pray for more of the same, Father. Really more of the same, even more and more, Father. We just ask that you be with this concept of eventually getting tracks. We ask that you be with this concept of really following in this light, Father, that you've given us to really just be a right arm to the gospel, Father, in a real meaningful, practical way in 2018 and beyond. And I just pray for wisdom and guidance. Be with all of us as we all have different callings, Father. Whatever it is that everyone is going to be going and doing, Father, whether it's medical missionary work directly, Bible work, whether it's pastoral work, Father, or something else, I just pray that you use all of us to reach some in whatever fields you bring us to. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.